And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
That's how we get the podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast,
the podcast,
the podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Never gonna give you up.
Real quick, as we're starting this podcast, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses.
No.
But LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code BIGD for 10% off.
LifeLock.
By the way, if you are watching on Facebook, we ask that you click that little live subscribe button on the window. That way you get notified every time. Oop, that's messing with me. Hey, Big D, how are you?
And also like it.
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead and just like that right now, if you would.
Just like at it.
Would you just like it?
Just throw a little like at it.
I wish you were right here. I just like it.
So we had a hello, everybody. A bunch of hellos on Facebook. And we're doing the podcast a little earlier than normal today because it's a big weekend. We got The Walking Dead.
Yeah, we have to prepare
the ACMs
all weekend for that.
We do. I do, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, We had talked with Eugene from The Walking Dead, and he wouldn't give us anything.
He can't. Contractually, he can't.
You say that, but you don't know.
No, I do know. He can't say that contractually. Let me put it this way. Why would I have someone on my hit show who is really a secondary character and not have them under a gag order to go on to radio shows, TV shows, online, their own Twitter, and just ruin all the plot points and make it known exactly what the show's going to be before it comes out? So, yeah. So, contractually, he can't say anything.
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe,
I thought,
maybe everything I said there was wrong.
there's a couple interesting things. You asked him point blank about his character. You said, Eugene, because I was like, give me something. Who's going to live? Who's going to die? And he, you know, I can't tell you anything. Hi, Carson. Carson's walking in here. But he said, you know, I really can't give up anything. But Big D says, well, here's how you ask. Big D said, are you still,
like
are, you,
are you,
are you,
are you? Are you?
Do you still have a mullet today? And he laughed and giggled and said, yes, I do. And obviously the mullet is for the character, which means he hasn't cut his hair, so he hasn't moved on.
I thought that was very clever. Very smart way to ask.
That's me.
Yeah, I know. Always
clever
thinking.
Guy.
Yeah.
Clever
mm-hmm.
guy.
I want to show my shirt. I don't know if they can see it from here.
Bob has a... creative shirt every day.
I've worn Walking Dead shirts almost all this week. I had Michonne the other day. I had a Daryl shirt yesterday. Well, this one is Merle and Daryl. Merle being Daryl's big brother. And Merle's dead. He didn't make it through the past...
no, he didn't.
What, is season two he died? Season two or three?
It was three because it was the governor's season.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
So Merle didn't make it. So I wore this today, my Dixon Brothers shirt, because... maybe they will both be dead by Monday.
Stop. Just stop. No, they won't be. Daryl will be alive.
You don't know that.
I do.
You don't know that. Negan and his crew are going to come in. They're going to take Judith, the baby, and Daryl out on the same day. Same moment.
I can't believe you really think they're going to take
gonna be
the
running
baby.
He's going to be running with Judith, and it's going to be either drop Judith and pick up his crossbow or take the shot, and he's going to take the shot.
Oh, he's going to make – oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really
he has to
answer.
Make a decision like that, a big moral dilemma, and that's where Daryl gives up his life for baby Judith, who ends up dying anyway.
Wow, that got way dark.
I mean, that
got darker than what I thought Negan was going to bring.
Well, Glenn and Maggie, my predictions, this is Bubba talking, my predictions, Glenn and Maggie, Sasha or Rosita, maybe both of them too, baby Judith and Daryl, all goners. I think Abraham, I don't know, he's questionable for me.
I think Abraham's got a target on his back because they used the way that he died in the comics on somebody else,
mm-hmm.
which means that now it's wide open. So, you know, we didn't want to give him kind of a not as meaningful death.
Right.
So that's why I kind of feel that he might be the one to go. So basically, right. I'm coming with any theory that means Daryl stays alive.
Well, I'm sitting here watching. I'm watching all the comments. We're getting some on Twitter and we're getting some on Facebook. People going, if Daryl dies, I'm never watching again. That is such a lie. And yes, you obviously are lying as well.
I know.
You're going to totally watch. It's just the way it is.
I don't know that it would be as appointment viewing for me, though. I'm not sure that I'm going to be right there on Sunday nights ready to go. You know what? Because it'll be back during football season, and I'll go, all the times that I've put my Sunday night football on the back burner, you know what? They might now be in the front again, and I'll get to Walking Dead when I get to it.
Walking Dead isn't going to make that kind of mistake. They're going to have, when they kill Daryl off, because everybody is going to end up going, when they kill off Daryl, eventually, they are going to have a plan to pick up his fans. It's going to be somebody else who's going to step in there and be the dangerous, hunky, bad boy type.
There's no replacement. There's none. Nope.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Would you guys like to play Bean Boozled?
Yes.
Okay.
So, let's see.
Explain it for the two people who don't know. By the way, I didn't know what it was, have been coming out of the woodworks saying Bean Boozled is amazing.
All right, that one is. What color is that? Is that white? Oh, that's white. A good one. Yeah, that is either going to be a jelly bean that is butter popcorn, or it's going to be one that is rotten egg. We don't know. They're the same.
Carson, please look over at the camera.
They're the same look.
It's over there.
Oh, hey.
Hey, actually, move this way because she's almost kind of out of
there. There you go. Now you're in the shot.
Okay.
So go ahead and try that.
All right. So it's rotten egg or what?
Butter popcorn.
It's rotten egg?
Probably.
So they're jelly beans and they look exactly alike, but they taste either good or crappy.
This game was
made. Bye, Carson.
This game was made for me. This is the best game ever.
Give me one. Come on, dude.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Now, yours are either going to be, let's see here. I'll let you grab it. All right. That one, Bubba, is either going to be.
It's white with like some weird orangey.
Yeah. That's either going to be caramel corn or moldy cheese.
Ooh, I hope it's moldy cheese. I actually do because I like.
Of course you do.
I know.
I'm weird. Like blue cheese. What'd you get? Not sure. That's not a good
moldy
sign.
Moldy cheese.
You got moldy cheese.
Patrick, yeah, you know how sometimes you say something
I'm
and you
not
go,
playing this game.
Come
no.
on.
It's really fun.
It is a lot of fun.
No.
Patrick's over there in case anybody ever wants to know, like if the layout of the studio, if you're watching on Facebook feed, he's that way right through his little thing. That's why he sounds like the voice of God coming over some speaker.
Why don't you try one, D?
Dude, I did this for an hour with the boys and
I'm done with this.
I was dry. Yeah. Kathy was in the other room laughing. She goes, I can hear you guys in through the walls. We were laughing so hard because like there are flavors on here. Let's see. Baby wipe or coconut.
I got the baby wipe the other day.
It was pretty good.
Oh, no. That was...
There's juicy pear or booger. There's peach or barf.
Both are barf.
Stinky socks or tutti frutti. There's also one that some of these I don't even think. I'm like, wow, that's a bad one. Lime or lawn clippings. To me, lawn clippings doesn't sound like that would be bad at all.
Salad.
Yeah. Is worse? Lawn clippings or nail clippings?
Nail clippings don't have a taste, do they?
I'm just talking about in general.
That
wigs me out when I'm at my house. And like, here's the worst. You have people stay at your house for like a week or whatever. They come in for the weekend and you give them the guest room. Well, you go to clean it up later and you find nail clippings on the floor.
How do you
grosses me out, and I don't know why. I get weirded out.
How do you guys do that? Like, how do you clip your, I get your fingernails. Do you do that over the sink?
No.
Do you go outside?
I get a black plastic bag, a yard, like a...
Right underneath you?
Yeah.
But when I do it, mine fly. Like,
I've learned the angle. I kind of get this little angle, and I also have my little clippers have little guards on the side that keep the clips from flying out to the sides.
Shut up.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. That's
a thing I didn't know.
I picked it up at the drugstore like 2 years ago. And it's the greatest thing ever because they don't zip off across the room. They clip off and they stay inside and then you just slide it back and empty them. It's awesome.
Wow.
Yep. Well, that's me. High class.
So for like your toenails, do you guys... Okay, here's how I do it.
Okay.
Oh, wait, real quick. Nicholas, yes, Carrie Underwood is going to be on the podcast in just a moment.
Yeah.
Asking about that. Go ahead.
She's running late. When I'm in the shower, I'll get out of the shower and go over to the sink, like the vanity sink.
Mm-hmm.
It's about waist high.
Mm-hmm.
And
or knee high for you.
And so then I put my leg straight up on the edge where the sink is, completely
and you just
naked.
Trim them right there?
Yeah, totally naked. I'm still dripping wet. And then my nails are soft, and then I clip them that way.
While they're soft?
Yeah.
They're more pliable, yeah.
And then I switch legs and put my other leg up on the sink and then clip it that way. Yeah, I can show you guys real quick if you want.
Like I got a visual. I'm
how
good.
How I did that. If you don't want to see it, that's cool.
I
usually just sit on the floor, crisscross applesauce.
Yeah, but if I do that.
Switch legs.
But if I do that, my leg is at an angle and like my belly's in the way to turn my leg around.
But that's not a leg problem.
No, it's a belly button problem. I got that.
Are you not flexible enough to just put your leg up on the counter?
Yeah.
Patrick, you know what Patrick told us one time, Carson? He said he could put his toes in his mouth.
I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, I probably could. Yeah, I'm pretty flexible. Well, I'm a girl.
How do you find out that you can put... I'll tell you right now, I don't know if I could put my toes in my mouth. And I'm going to assume that I can't. Therefore, I won't try.
Okay, yoga is how I found out.
Mine was a guess because I can do that stretch where you can put your face down in between your feet.
Yeah.
So that's how I knew I could probably get my toe in my mouth.
I can't do that. My stomach is in the way.
You have no bones or muscles at all.
I can put my foot up on this counter right here, right now.
Well, who can?
You from a standing position, you can.
He was just talking about that's how he trimmed his toenails.
Let's see it. I want to see it.
Seriously,
yeah. Put your foot.
Well, yeah, because
right
y'all are tall.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean,
it's harder for me because I'm lower to the ground.
That's so great, Patrick. Like, oh, I bet you can't. I bet you pick up.
Thinking more like this.
I bet you can't.
Okay.
I bet you can't go up a flight of stairs.
Same thing. Leg up here. It's a little harder, but
a little harder.
Okay, there. Yeah, I did.
Okay, yeah, you did.
I did it.
I could do it.
Well, you're right. It is a height thing, though. It's not a flexible thing.
You got to be pretty flexible to do that.
But it's harder for me to do it because the console comes up more to like mid torso for me. What?
It's almost up to your neck.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I've got to climb it like a ladder.
I don't want to fill out the paperwork if you fall. Why did Carson fall and break her backbone?
Well,
did you guys not know that she was in trouble when the noise she was making? Oh, well, we didn't know that was her thing. Everyone has that sound, by the way.
Yeah.
Everyone has it, and it's unique to everyone. Like the, it's very similar because it's like when you get the air knocked out of you. Whatever noise you make when that happens, that's your primal.
That's your animal noise?
That's your primal animal noise.
That's your monkey noise.
Yeah. Mine is kind of like, let's see if I can remember this, kind of a. That's mine. Yours is kind of a, what was it again?
Like, I can try it again.
I think my wind knocked out noise is more like that.
Yeah.
Somewhere up in that range.
And also, when you throw up, it's also a can be a, that's your other animal
your
noise.
Yeah, your other monkey noise.
We all have our own monkey noise.
Yay! Yeah.
Patrick has a monkey noise.
What's my, yes, he does.
Yeah, I'm pulling it out.
Have you heard this, Carson?
No.
When Patrick gets excited, like really excited. I don't even remember what this is from. Like we had won
the
CMAs.
It was from his birthday. No, it was his surprise birthday party, and his friend shows up from Germany, unannounced, and he was like freaking out. When Patrick gets excited, he starts sounding like a monkey. He's like, ooh. He gets all like that. So what I did is I took the sound effect of a monkey and Patrick at the same time, and I dare you to figure out which one is the monkey and which one is not.
Go ahead. You don't know. But for the record, he's the one going, ah. That's him.
It really is jungle sound effects.
He's right. Here.
He's the angry monkey. He's the one throwing poop at the inmates.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we kept that.
It's like a...
I don't know
know how I haven't gone in when you two aren't here one day and deleted that.
Because you love the attention.
No, I really don't.
Whatever. Whatever. Dude, look, it's not a bad thing. It's part of who makes you you.
That's
we
right.
know that. And that's what's that's endearing about you.
I don't find that endearing, by the way.
He almost sounds like one of those peacocks. You ever heard the peacocks? They have just a ghastly noise.
They're
just terrible. It's like it sounds like a child screaming for help.
It really sounds like you're at Busch Gardens. Listening to that, it really sets the ambiance.
Yeah.
Hey, Patrick, you just won the lottery. Yeah.
Conchetta just says, y'all are so mean to Patrick, but I have to say that was funny. No, we're not mean to him. Oh, this is goodness. The way friends are. You pick with each other.
Oh, by the way, let me say something that I have to get off my chest. The other day on the show, I was mentioning the chiropractor that I went to.
Now, you have to explain, because was Carson in here when you told the story about...
No, I don't think
no.
so.
Kathy, Big D's wife, loves going to what we refer to as the witch doctor. And... I get it. Homeopathic medicine is amazing. But there's certain things that they do.
I can only take it to a point. Like, hey, essential oils, that's about my line.
Herbs, that
like,
kind of thing.
Go, hey,
I get that.
I get a headache. Well, put peppermint oil in the back of your neck. It'll make it feel better.
And it does.
That's about as far as I'm like, okay. Okay.
But
I'll try that.
When you bring your child in and they go, well, let's check him for allergies. Big D,
this is what happens. So... He's a chiropractor, and he does all that other homeopathic stuff.
And I'm a huge fan of chiropractors for those people mm-hmm. who are like, well, wait a minute. I love it. I go often.
So it's at that line. It's at that I don't feel comfortable at this line anymore. He goes, so Gunner has eczema on his right on his arm, like the bend of his elbow inside. And we're thinking, well, maybe it's his diet. You know, a lot of times it's diet. Sometimes they grow out of it, blah, blah, blah. So we're trying to figure out what he's allergic to, and we went to an allergist, and there wasn't anything.
Oh, okay.
And so we're like, okay, well, he was still breaking out. So she's like, Kathy's like, I'm going to go take him to Dr. blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, like we just went to an allergist. You know, it's in their name.
It's kind of what they do.
They're pretty good at it. So he says... All right, Gunner, put your arm out. And I'll resist. So he pushes down on his arm, and it doesn't go down.
Here, I'll stand over there and you show.
Okay, go over here. Come over here. You'll be Gunner. Okay, Gunner. Okay, so he tries to put his arm down, and it stays up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I want you to take this container and that's closed, and we don't know what's inside it, okay? It's a closed container. You have no idea what's inside it. And I push his arm goes down. Oh, let me see. Opens it up. Oh, rice. Yeah, you're allergic to rice.
What?
Yes.
Right? Okay, right. What? Right. That's the line. That's the line where I go, you're a kook.
That's where you go into science fiction instead of science fact.
How do we know she's a witch?
It's like if I go outside right now and I pick up a rock and I tell you, well, it'll keep tigers away. Well, what's your proof? You ever seen a tiger out here?
Yes.
What?
We have a bunch of them.
Are you a doctor?
She might be a doctor.
Whatever you do.
Does she float?
Don't let Kathy know that you're a practicing doctor. Because we will spend thousands.
She's a witch. She's a witch.
How do you know? She looks like
she
one.
She looks like one. And she... What else burns?
Wood? Yes. Yeah. I tried to remember the rest of that. Monty Python.
And what else floats in water?
Very small pebbles. Bread.
I don't know the quotes.
Very good.
Who are you so wise in the ways of science? I am Sir Arthur, King of the Britons.
Camelot!
So we went in this past week because Gunner plays a lot, very active, plays a lot of ball. And so... His hips do get out of whack. They get out of tilt or whatever. Whatever. So he now can say he can feel it. He can feel when his body, when they're not quite right. And he'll go in and he'll get adjusted and he feels great. He says he feels good. And hey, if you feel good about it, fine. You can go to, you know, McDonald's and spin around in the play toy if it makes you feel
better. Yeah, whatever it takes.
So He's laying down. Puts his arm. He's got his arm up like this, and this witch doctor. This doctor is pushing his arm down, and he's like, "Okay, just resist." And he's like, "Okay." And then he takes his finger and touches his nose, right here. Okay, and his arm collapses. He goes,
"You're allergic to my finger."
Yeah. So he's like, he does. Okay.
He failed the drunk driving test.
Yes, right. Say your alphabet backwards.
Say yes. Hop on one leg.
And so then he goes back and he goes, "I'll be right back." And he leaves. Comes back with a bottle of water, plastic bottle of water, which is the normal. And Gunner puts his arm back up. This guy takes the water, puts it on his belly. Like this sets,
like rests stands it.
No, rests it, you know, sideways on his stomach.
Oh, it doesn't roll off?
No, he's laying down.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He would still roll off of mine.
Yeah, mine
too. But no. So so his arm's up and he has the water there and he pushes and his arm goes down and he says, "Oh, you're allergic to plastic." And he kind of laughed. And I laughed. It was a joke. And I go, he goes, No, you're dehydrated. I laughed again because I thought it was still a joke. And I go, and he looked at me and he goes,
That part wasn't a joke.
You need to drink more water.
Oh my
and
God.
And Gunner turns his head and he does like this. He goes,
rolls his eyes to
looks
his dad.
At me. And I was like, and then he gets up and he goes, "Dad, I actually am dehydrated." I go, "Gunner, 95% of everyone in the world is dehydrated. I said, I can tell you're dehydrated by looking at your lips. They're kind of pursed. They're off color.
Matter of fact, go pee. Look, you can tell if you're dehydrated that way.
Yes. I said, everyone is dehydrated. Like, if someone came to me, I could do all kinds of things and go, "You're dehydrated," and I would be right.
You know what you wouldn't do, though? You wouldn't put a plastic bottle of water on their stomach.
No.
And tell them, "Oh, I can tell you're dehydrated."
Yeah.
Your body is craving the water. It knows is in the bottle.
So I'm like... So he's like, "But I am dehydrated." I'm like, okay, I've got to win this battle of my child's mind.
Quickly.
And I said,
him to the dark side.
Super, you know, that's like, you get it. That's goofy, right? And he's like, "Yeah, but I do feel
better." But
there's
something to it.
And then Kathy's like, "Hey, you know what? There's a lot of things we don't understand."
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. And did you ever explain to her the arm thing?
Of course.
In the room.
I've done the whole, like, it's a parlor trick.
Yeah.
But this guy, he's a nice guy. He isn't like.
Is he a great chiropractor?
Yes.
You know who else are nice guys? Con men. Con men are usually really nice guys. Okay, witch doctors, actual witch doctors, usually very nice guys. They got to trick you somehow. So the reason D brought this up is because he got in an argument
on text
with it someone wasn't who was mad.
I
that
don't
want to
say argument.
The chiropractor.
It was a lady.
It wasn't. Did it go back and forth? That's an argument.
That's a discussion.
Okay.
And she was
very mad.
She was like, "Hey, did you
probably listen to this podcast right now?" And she is furious.
She said, I listen. I go to I don't call it a witch doctor. I call them a naturalist or something like that. And I did you apologize for calling him a witch doctor? Now, I did not, but I said, "Yeah, I did," just to end the conversation.
Sure.
I said, "Yeah, I did. He's actually a nice guy." Thinking that's it. I don't want to get into it with her. She goes, "Did you apologize to the listeners?" And I'm thinking, okay, first off, why am I apologizing?
She's a kindergarten teacher.
To anyone. Okay, first off, like, why would I apologize to listeners for calling this, what I feel, in my opinion, the guy is a witch doctor, kooky doctor.
Wait, you expressed your opinion and you have to apologize for your opinion?
Yes,
right.
Welcome to America.
I thought I have to. She was like, "You should apologize to your listeners." And I was like, and I told Baba, was in here, and I was like, "Okay, man, I'm going to," I told him read all the other texts. I was like, "Okay, do I just light her up or do I just let it go?" He's like, "Dude, what did you say? Tell her, we'll discuss it tomorrow on the show.
Yeah, I said, just tell her we'll have a big discussion about it tomorrow on the show and make her happy." And then she goes, "Oh, did you do it yet?" You say, "Yeah, we did." "Oh, you missed it. Sorry." And that's the end of it.
So that's what I did, but I felt
Did she come back at you after that?
No.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, it's done.
It's done.
You made her happy. You appeased her, and then you didn't have to apologize. There's nothing worse than apologizing for stupid stuff. And that is really that's a problem with America right now. We are so oversensitive. Man. We have gotten to a point where we have to apologize for everything, and that's wrong.
There's a comedian, I saw it on Facebook, he was talking about this, and how everyone is so, everyone gets offended. And they're like, he goes, I saw your show the other day and I was offended. And he goes, so? You were offended. Nothing bad happened.
Yeah.
Did you lose a limb?
Yeah.
Did you lose your vision?
He said, it's not like, you were making fun of Christ on your stand-up show. And the next day I had leprosy. He goes, was anything like that? By the way, making fun of Christ offends me. It really does.
And it probably will give you leprosy.
But I don't go and I just switch it. I turn it off.
You don't boycott people.
If I'm offended by it, I turn it off. Or I go do something else. Or I just go.
No, you must protest. Oh, all things that offend you.
And it was like, you know what? Listen, big deal if you get offended. So you got offended. Oh well. He goes, I'm offended by boy bands. Oh, there's New Kids on the Block playing again. I'm not calling 911. Hey, it's me again. They're playing. And anyway, it's a whole act. It was pretty funny. But yeah. People get offended pretty easily. You want a bean?
No, I don't.
Jelly bean?
I don't want a jelly bean.
Dude, sure? Dude, it could be chocolate pudding, or it might be canned dog food.
You know what?
You just don't know until you try it.
Does
it offend you that I ask you that?
It's very offensive. I'm offended.
You guys know that's kind of the same way I feel about banning words. I'm not going to get into it too much here, but I will say this. Banning words because a word is offensive to you is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. Mm-hmm. Remember, the words that you're offended by were probably replacement words for the words that they banned before, which was probably a replacement word for the word that was banned before, and it's just an ongoing cycle. There's a lot of words that my kids aren't allowed to say at school, and when I hear them, I hear them discuss these same situations, and they use replacement words.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what good did that do?
10 years from now, those replacement words will be banned.
They banned these words, and then now they have replacement words. So later, like Patrick just said, we're going to have to replace those words.
You said it earlier. You said crisscross applesauce. And I'm like,
when I was growing up, that was Indian style.
Yeah, but you can't say that now.
Well, and I'm like, why? Why? Why can we not say that
And
anymore?
I didn't even think about the crisscross applesauce thing. I just say that because that's what my kids call it.
Kids say.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's going to have to change one day because somebody's going to get offended by hypercolor and crisscross.
Yeah, the group from the 80s wearing their clothes backwards.
One of them's dead now, right? That should already be offended.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get rid of that immediately. I believe we're still doing that.
So you're making fun of a child entertainer from the 80s?
Who died?
Is that what we're doing? Really? That's what we're doing? That's what we've become as a society.
I can't believe you.
Yep.
So now we're not sitting crisscross applesauce. Now we're sitting
Judy, right here. She says it's only offensive if it actually describes you. Yeah.
I mean, I get it. Some things do offend me. Like I don't like it when people. I don't like Monty Python. I love Monty Python. I can't watch The Life of Brian because it's too.
Jesus stuff.
It gets to me.
It gets to you.
But you know what I do?
You turn it off.
I don't watch it.
Did you go and have a protest?
No. I didn't write someone. I didn't light someone up. I didn't make them belittle them for doing that. And I can't believe you. How dare. I didn't do any of that. I just turned it off.
When I was in college.
Somebody said crisscross is from the 90s, not the 80s. Get it right.
I'm offended. I'm offended.
You don't know your generation of bad music.
Transmorphinal.
I don't even know what bathroom I'm supposed to go to anymore, out loud.
Luckily, down here, we only have one, so it's pretty easy.
Yeah, we have a one hole. It's great. Everybody shares it. It's awesome.
Now, when I was in college, I was dating this girl. I won't say her name.
Woo!
But that's not the end of the story. She was one of these hyper sensitive, like what you think. Like you think I'm this girl in college who protests everything.
Yeah.
That's who she was, super liberal. Yeah. She kept like a markers and poster boards in the back of her car just in case a random protest popped up. She could just join it.
I've got a cause now.
She's like, hell, what are they protesting over there?
What are we doing here?
You know, what is going on?
Free the prawn.
She's ready to go, man. So everything was a protest. It was a women's movement, and it was a this movement and a that movement. I remember thinking, I got to do it in a little bit. I remember thinking, I agree with some of this stuff, and there's some of the stuff I strongly disagree with, but there isn't anything that I feel so strongly about that I would show up and protest it. Because I personally think that does no good.
Look, people
all
should
it does is agitate people.
If you would like to know where we stand, it's very simple. We agree that people should be treated on their merits, on their worths. We shouldn't be judged by skin color, whether or not we're male or female, whether you're bi, straight, gay. Doesn't matter. I could care less what you do in the world. Just be a good person, and that's how I'm going to judge you. If you're a good person, we're good.
Yep. Yeah.
There's no need to protest. Grow up. End of story.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think.
Where's my poster board?
Get your poster board.
You're going to protest.
That's right. We're anti-protest.
I'm trying to think of anything. Is there anything that I would make a poster board and go stand out in the rain for?
In fact, when I see people protesting.
I don't think I can think of anything.
I haven't, in many times in my life, seen people protesting something, and I agreed with them, and it made me sort of want to take the opposite side. Because
really?
They were being agitated.
Like you wanted to change your position because they annoyed you?
Oh, and look, nothing, you know, I don't want to get too political. To me, the worst is, and we all know it's happened, several times where people have done this thing where they just go lay down on the highway and stop traffic on the interstate or whatever.
Yeah, the guy on the sign and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God. Look, that's, you know.
Hey, I know how to fix that. Just run him over. Run him over, clean it up, move on, people.
Sound like my dad.
No,
my
listen.
Dad's like, well, the problem is they stop traffic.
You have the right to be an idiot, but you don't have the right to ruin my life.
Well, they'll do it once. That's what my dad said. Well, they'll do it one time.
They only do that one time on the road.
Yeah, I tell you, they won't do it again. My dad, our dads are all the same.
I know.
They really are.
Disrupting, you know, it's so annoying.
Yeah.
That you're not doing any good. You're making people hate your position by doing that.
Right. That's right.
Why don't
you better?
I feel a little better now.
People are still asking.
I guess
that
was my own personal form of protest.
Somebody right here wants to know what time Luke and Carrie are going to be on the podcast.
Oh.
Any second now.
Yeah.
Any second now.
Yeah. We're just waiting for him to show up.
Luke's got to hurry up. He's not going to have a whole lot of time because he's got to get to the
ACM.
Yeah,
somebody
orders.
Asked. They said that Patrick was Luke and that Carson was Carrie. I'm like, no, we would never lie to you like that.
Fat Luke Bryan. Let me tell you.
That is silly. That is silly. I did see Fat Jesus yesterday in traffic, guy walking across, just walking right across as I'm at the red light, and he was Fat Jesus. It was like if Jesus was living today eating the foods and stuff that we eat, he had just adapted to our society.
But he had the same face and everything?
Same face. Big. It was all filled out and puffy. He had the beard and the long hair. And you could
Birkenstocks.
Just, he.
Whose phone is ringing?
That's mine.
It's been ringing for a while. He had all that and just walked right across.
I'm offended. You said the words fat and Jesus in the same thing. I'm just offended.
Could
you change it?
Do you have no? I need a
replacement word for fat.
Oh, I saw a Bubba Jesus yesterday.
Thank you.
Walking across.
Wait, I'm offended by that. All right, you about done?
I'm done.
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code BIGD for 10% off, and have a fantastic day.
Yeah, and enjoy your April Fool's Day.
And yes, and we're also sorry that we skipped a week last week. We were both sick.
Oh,
like,
my
we
gosh.
Thought we were dying.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
It was a choice of either do the podcast or take a couple days off and come back into work.
Ladies, you know how it is when we're guys being sick. I mean, it's just the end of the world. We can't handle it.
We can't.
We can't. That's not a stereotype. That is a...
It's the truth.
Or is that a stereotype?
Yeah, it is, but it's a true stereotype, so that's the truth.
Okay.
Aren't all stereotypes kind of true?
Wait a second, I'm understanding it.
That's why stereotypes are there, because they're based in truth.
But where's the stereo part come from?
Because you have two.
Hmm?
Like, you have one... And you can't have a stereotype with one. Like if you have one fat white guy, redneck guy.
Yeah.
He's not a stereotype. He's just a dude. But when you have two of them, all of a sudden it becomes a stereotype. Oh, look, they're all alike.
Oh, then
it's a stereotype. Two makes
stereo.
Stereo. Otherwise, it's just a monaural type, and that just is kind of boring.
Monotype. Monaural?
Monaural is ear.
It's ear. Yeah, well, mono is one.
Yeah, I was thinking stereo being
I know, sound. You're trying to stay with it. Well, like, why are we still staying with this podcast? Let's punch.
Okay, bye, y'all.
See ya.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio.
Every day.
Every day.
Oh, here comes Brian.
It was the podcast.